I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. Across America, there's a growing movement for rent control. But what are the pros and cons? There are numerous factors driving rent costs, including building materials and often overlooked illegal immigration. We must also be honest and acknowledge that the free market system can price people out. Some parts of the country do have rent control, usually several percentage points annually or biannually. On the pro side, renters can know about how much their rent can go up over a certain period. On the downside, rent control can stagnate building in some areas and maintenance on existing buildings can be lacking. With rent control, eviction becomes more difficult as it may give residents more time to pay back rents. Then again, restricting rental pricing can cause people to not get into rentals as an investment. But believe it or not, the number of rent-controlled apartments is rare in the U.S., as out of 144 million units, only a small percentage are said to be rent-controlled. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.